It's time for the Dr. Evan Geller Show. Dr. Geller will take your questions about relationships and your own personal life. Dr. Evan Geller. Okay, and I'm very grateful to be on the Phil Henry Show with you. I'm Dr. Evan Geller, and I've been practicing psychiatry and originally a psychologist, marriage, family, and child counseling. And now I have as well a psychiatric degree. What does that say? People ask that what is the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist? Psychiatrist has a medical degree and can prescribe medicine. And I've had some very interesting contacts in my life. I'd love to tell you about them tonight as we talk tonight about you and your life and the challenges that may confront you from time to time. I have with me here Bud Dickman. And Bud, thank you for your help.
My pleasure, Doctor.
And also have alongside a gentleman, but my generation, General Galen Schosser, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I'll also have the lovely Ms. Gray, Margaret Gray. You're a writer and a journalist.
I am, yes.
And you're married to Frank.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, this is my way of getting to know the people that are with me and who will be assisting me tonight in my presentation. I don't have a lot of experience doing these kinds of presentations, but I'm very much looking forward to it and to being and to talking with you here on the, and the word is escaping me now,
On the podcast.
On the podcast. Thank you, Bud. I suspect there's going to be a lot of that.
Well, some of these words are foreign to a lot of people.
Yes, they are. What I wanted to talk tonight about, the unusual states of mind that some of us could be in when we're having a challenging time in life. When I was a very young practicing psychologist, a man came to me and, as incredible as it sounds, claimed the old tradition, I guess you'd say, or the old wives' tale is what I'm looking for, that he would mutate into a wolf, a werewolf. So,
like lycanthropia?
Well, that's what the doctors called lycanthropy. He said, I become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. And that was a poem that was written. He had this inscribed on a leather text that had been given to him and had been handed down for many years.
Well, that was in a movie.
And what?
That line, when the wolfbane blooms, is from the Wolfman.
What?
Yeah, that what do you say? I become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright is from the movie The Wolfman.
Well, this young man claimed he had a leather-bound, it was a leather-bound booklet. And it told him about his soul and how he had sacrificed his soul. And the poem was there, many hundreds of years old.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's something that came from a Hollywood scriptwriter.
Well, okay, well, let's put that aside. And
yeah, but I think you'll find,
well, let's put it aside. So he then told me an incredible tale that when he went out during a full moon, that he would mutate into a wolf.
Yeah, his feet would be paws and everything.
His feet would what the?
His feet would turn into paws.
He would look like a wolf.
Yes. Are you you're telling me you've heard this story before?
Well, it's been in several movies.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. What I'm saying is there
have been a couple of movies called The Wolfman or The Wolf, you know, The Werewolf.
There's one called A Werewolf of London.
You've never seen them?
No, sir, I've not. And I've, right now, what I'd rather do is not talk about Hollywood. I want to talk about what this young man endured, and he would see paw prints. You're telling me that was in the movie, too?
Paw prints? I don't know. What way?
When he awoke in the morning. Again, this is a young man that I treated for 7 months before he was finally remanded to the custody of a psychiatric facility. And that was one of the saddest days of my life, because I could do nothing for him. As he, at night, he claimed he'd morphed into a wolf,
And he would, this would happen to him every full moon. And he had this poem in this leather-bound book that you're saying came from a Hollywood movie.
Well, yes, I mean, that unless the screenwriters was lifting it from something.
It's very possible the scriptwriter or whatever that, who does that might have lifted it from someone else, as you're saying. But here is, let's just stop all of this conversation about Hollywood. As I said, this is a young man who's everlasting, who's had in his on his chest. Okay, was this in the movie? He had a pentagram. Yeah, either on the palm of the hand or the chest. On the palm of the hand.
Did he tell you that?
He did. He'd open up his hand and he said he would see a pentagram there.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, no, but I don't doubt him. Now, you're telling me you saw all of this in a movie. I'm telling you that this was a very disturbed young man who had these hallucinations.
Well, Doctor, I you're a very eminent man, Dr. Geller. We think that he was telling you something he saw in the Wolfman movie.
Why, well, you're laughing now, so that's all right. I guess I'll get a good laugh here at Dr. Geller. My name is Dr. Geller. Yes, I am a psychiatrist, and I'm here, and I'm talking about different case studies that I have had. And I've got my these wonderful people with me, Margaret Gray and General Shaw and Buck Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
I'm sorry, Bud...
Dickman.
Dickman is here, and we're talking about this man that I knew who claimed that he would change into a wolf, and he had a pentagram on his hand. And this is all you say that was in a movie.
It was in a Wolfman movie originally, yeah.
Well, if it was in a movie, then I suspect that whoever wrote that movie took it from real life and might have even known my client. Do you think that's possible?
Well, the movie came out in the 40s. I don't know how old your client was.
He was a man in his 20s, but again, it was something that probably some other guy
changed into a wolf.
Okay, let's move on to the next... Buck...
Bud.
I'm sorry, Bud. What's the next case study you have?
This is one from Abner Weaver of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, now, this is one that I suppose you're going to tell me this was a movie, too. But this is very real because he was arrested by local authorities. He had containers of blood in his refrigerator. He had two sharp fang teeth. And he was arrested coming out of a woman's home after having bit into her neck. And you're nodding. What?
That's a vampire movie.
That's another movie.
Well, what movie are we talking about now?
Well, there was a movie called Dracula.
That was this man. That's the name that that's the name the man gave to the authorities.
He called himself Count Dracula?
Yes, he did. Okay. All right, well... I think it's entirely possible.
See, Doctor, hold on, wait, let me say this.
I think it's entirely possible these movies you're talking about were based upon real-life occurrences. Now, the man that was arrested in Alabama, coming out of a woman's house, he had on a black cape. Was that in the movie, too?
Well, yes.
Okay, I'm saying that what happened was these real-life events were copied by individuals who then took them to Hollywood and turned them into films. This man had a black cape. His name was, yes, Count Dracula.
And this, you say this was in...
This is in Alabama.
Yes, it was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
A guy named Count Dracula.
All right, let me move on to another one.
Well, doctor, no. It's all right.
This is, see, you don't have to feel sorry for me. Buck, could you...
My name's Bud.
Sorry, I keep calling you Buck. Buck...
His name's Bud Dickman.
That's what I'm getting wrong. Bud Dickman. I wanted to call you Buck Didman.
No, it's Buck. It's Buck Dickman.
It's Buck Dickman.
No, I'm sorry. It's Bud Dickman.
It's Bud Dickman, Doctor.
All right. We have another case study, one that drove a man mad. Now, I attended to this man at the forensic hospital in Aberdeen, Wisconsin. This man was in his early 30s. He had come from an expedition in Egypt. He's an anthropologist, archaeologist.
Was this the mummy?
Was this the mummy?
Well, he claimed he saw a mummy. Well, that was a movie too.
I'm telling all of you people
that this was a real, this man was driven mad when he saw a mummy walking toward him. And I don't know what he was saying or doing. He said he saw him walking and it drove him mad.
Yeah, that was in the movie. The mummy, it walked and the guy started going nuts.
The mummy walked and the guy started going nuts. This is Dr. Geller. I'll be right back.
3, 2, 1. We're clear.
What are you people? Well, doctor, these are. But what are you people trying to pull here anyway?
Doctor, we're not trying to pull anything. Those three, you talk about Wolfman and all of these have been movies.
All of the Wolfman and what was the other one?
Dracula.
It was based on this man's life, though.
So you're thinking, actually, the movie Dracula is based upon some 500, 600-year-old legend.
Yeah, it's from like Carpathia or...
No, it's Transylvania.
It's Transylvania? You mean Pennsylvania?
No, sir. Transylvania is in Romania.
This guy claimed the man that was arrested...
Coming back in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, you...
Now back to Dr. Geller.
All right, I'm here with my good friends, Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, and I have Buck Dickman. Bud Dickman, sorry. I'm going to get your name right, Bud, by the end of the program. Do you know what it was? I had a very dear friend named Buck Alexander. Very dear friend indeed. And I mourn him to this day.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
When did he die?
Well, he didn't die. He didn't die. He just, we don't know. We don't want to talk about him. Anyway, so here we have, we're interested. I'm telling you about psychiatric cases that I dealt with first of all, when I was in school in Tuscaloosa and then later on in Wisconsin here in California. And one was a young man in his 20s, early 20s, who had come into my office and claimed that he was metamorphosizing into a wolf. And you say this is a movie.
Yes, sir. It was a movie with Lon Chaney Jr. called The Wolfman.
And there have been many movies made about The Wolfman. I don't know. I'm feeling resentful all of a sudden. Well, I can tell by the look you're giving me. Well, you people aren't just... You're not messing with me, are you?
No, sir, we're not. There really was. There was a Wolfman and then the Mummy.
Yeah, there was a movie called The Mummy. Well, this is what I mean. So when I'm talking to my good friends here, they said that there was also a movie called Dracula. Now, I dealt with a case study in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, of a man leaving a woman's house in a black cape, and he had fangs that we later found out he'd filed them down with, some kind of a file.
He filed his teeth down to fangs.
Yes. And he bit her neck and was swallowing blood. And I asked his name. He said his name was Count Dracula
in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes.
All right. Now, the movie Count Dracula came out in 1931.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, when was this man arrested?
Well, this is fairly recent. This was in 2017.
Well, you can understand that he's probably calling himself Count Dracula because he saw the movie.
Well, he didn't, and this is the unusual thing. He didn't just say his name was Count Dracula. His name was, and this is what's highly coincidental tonight, his name was Count Buck Dracula.
Count Buck Dracula.
Yes. Please don't laugh as if you think I'm the clown of the day. All right? As if somehow you got a text message. You opened it up and you said, and it looked like Dr. Geller's the clown of the day. Act accordingly.
No, doctor, we're not doing that.
I'm telling you, the man that was arrested and that I treated referred to himself and signed his name as Count Buck Dracula.
And it just so happens you've been calling me Buck.
Probably because this has been on my mind.
Well, there's no doubt it's probably something you're thinking about.
Yes. But what I found to be even more fascinating is that these three cases, three individuals that I dealt with, these were movies. What about a mummy?
Yes. Now, Dr. Geller, I don't want to... Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got one more case study. Are you going to tell me this was a movie, too? Excuse me. Are you going to tell me this was a movie, too?
Well, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, please, sir.
I dealt with a man who was a doctor such as myself. And we had a great many sessions, and I was able to help this man through a series of therapeutic exercises... some sort of memory therapy that we did. We also had him on a medication, and a lot of it had to do with his relationship with his parents. But when he was reported by a brother, he lived in a house where he claimed he'd assembled a man out of spare body parts that he dug out of the ground. You're nodding. You too.
Yes, that's...
It is. It's a movie. All right. Here's what I... What was the movie called?
It's called Frankenstein.
Well, this man's name... Yes, this man's name is Spencer Frankenstein.
Doc, I think somebody's been pulling your leg.
These are four cases spread out over a course of 15 years. So what I'm trying to tell you people is that these cases are real and that the movies that have been made were based upon various reportings of people like this.
Well, how many people do you think are like this man Frankenstein? And in the movie, he was Dr. Frankenstein.
Well, this man was Spencer Frankenstein, who he was not a doctor.
Okay, the guy in the movie was.
Well, all right. But what I'm saying is that this syndrome where a man imagines himself to be the creator of life, this is a God complex.
Yes, sir.
And has been with us for a great many centuries. And when you talk about a man sucking the blood out of someone, this too is a part of a pathology. And when you talk about a man morphing into a werewolf or seeing a dead man rise wrapped in bandages as a mummy, these are all very much a part of the paradigm and are very much a part in the literature.
All right, so you're saying that all of these movies were based on pre-existing legends.
Yes.
Well, there's no question that the legend of Dracula existed, and I don't doubt that there's a Wolfman, but you're being very specific about this.
How am I being specific?
You said the guy had a pentagram on his hand. Tell me more about this man Frankenstein.
Well, if you guys have, excuse my language, if you're fucking with, well,
Dr. Geller, all right.
This gentleman, Spencer Frankenstein, came to me. His family was concerned that he had been creating, in his mind, he was creating a human being out of the dead tissue of bodies that he was grave robbing.
Yeah.
And that he would then raise the body up toward the ceiling if there was lightning.
Yeah, that was in the movie.
Okay, well then, also the other thing that he did is the thing, this thing apparently came to life, growled like an animal, and then escaped and roamed the countryside. Is that...
Yeah, that's part of the movie too.
Well, you don't believe he actually created something.
No, but I'm saying that in his mind, it escaped, it roamed the countryside, and drowned a little girl that was picking flowers.
All of that's in the movie.
Dr. Geller, I think these people saw these movies and are coming to you.
No, 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 no. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept that. And,
Yeah, but you call that guy Buck because it was on your mind. You called me Buck because it was on your mind.
I knew. The man was Buck Dracula. You never heard this name before?
No, sir, I've not.
All right. That, to me, proves that the Dracula legend, while it may exist for hundreds of years, is based on some reality. And I think that when I interviewed Buck Dracula, well, wasn't it Count Dracula? Well, when I interviewed this man Dracula, he claimed he'd been alive for 700 years. And and I said, well, when were you born? He said, well, these people around, they claim I was born in 1989. And I said, is there any record of you before that? And he said, I don't want to get into it. And he got up and he tried to jump out the window. That's when I realized he thought he had bat wings.
This man, Buck Dracula.
Yes.
And Spencer Frankenstein.
Yes. And if this is making you people, if this is amusing you, I feel good about it.
What was the mummy?
What do you mean, what was the mummy?
Well, did it have a name?
Well, no, this man, he didn't have a name for it. He said it was a mummy coming at him.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah.
And he said it was wrapped in bandages, and there was some tea, ton of leaves.
Yeah, that's in the movie.
Yeah, that's in the movie, huh? Let me ask you a question. Was I in the movie?
Look, Dr. Geller,
no, I mean, I'm my patience is worn thin here. You people are talking about things that I've lived, I've experienced. And now you're telling me that the mummy and Buck Frankenstein, Buck, what is his name?
Said it's Buck Frankenstein.
Buck Frankenstein. Spencer.
Yeah, Spencer Frankenstein.
Spencer Frankenstein is not a real man.
Yes, of course he is, Doctor. And Buck Dracula probably is too.
No, not probably, is.
All right. But all of these men came to you with stories that they'd seen in a movie. In the case of Buck Dracula, it was Dracula. In the case of Spencer Frankenstein, it was Frankenstein. In the case of the Wolfman, What was the man that came to see you?
The man that, my patient?
Yes.
Oh, my patient was Lawrence Talbert. That was the guy in the movie.
Who?
The guy that said he saw the wolf, that turned into a wolf.
Larry Talbert.
Yes.
My ass. Look, doctor, no, it's my ass. Cue it, goddammit, cue it.
My bare ass. If I'd have known that I was in for this. Dr. Geller, you're an eminent man. Oh, my bare ass.
Yes, this has been Dr. Geller.
No, shut up.
This is Dr. Geller. No, my ass.
Your bare ass.
We're going to take a break here, folks. I tell you what, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. At Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show.
They asked me to do a promo for this. They asked me to do a promotional announcement. I'm not in the mood. Buck? I mean, Bud, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. You'll enjoy it very much. It's only it's less than $10 for a month, and less than $7 for a month if you get it over a year. The Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. It has the archives of the show, the radio show, and Mr. Hendry went in the Radio Hall of Fame, too. And also, he's got a digital show, too. That's the Phil Hendry Show.
I'll do it. The Phil Hendry Show. I thank you very much, Phil, for giving me a platform. But when I've got these three people looking at me like I crawled out of a cave, and I was holding a flower going, mm-hmm. That's the part that worries me. Oh, sorry, yes, the Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription. A subscription at philhendryshow.com. Let me see that. The greatest value online other than porn.
And now back to Dr. Geller here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, we don't have Dr. Geller, but we do have Sam Paulson here, who gave Dr. Geller the ride over. Is he in the car?
Yes, he is.
Well, tell us about this.
Well, it's a long story. His name is Dr. Geller, but this was a way of him getting out of the hospital for the day and getting some air.
Is he a patient?
Yeah, he is a patient, yeah.
Well, why were we led to believe this man was an eminent psychiatrist?
Because at one time he was, you know, but he sits around watching television all day long.
So that guy that I just talked to is not a real doctor?
No, he is a real doctor, but he's been committed to
a mental institution.
Yes, that's right. And I'm his driver.
You're his driver?
Yes, that's right. What?
Well, what happened to your face?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I ran into a brick wall one day.
Driving a car? Or?
No, walking down the street. I hit the brick wall and my jaw just, and my face is kind of feeling like this.
What hospital do you work at?
Well, I work over at Beckham.
Oh, near Fresno.
Yeah, and Dr. Geller has been a patient there and an inmate there.
Where is he right now?
Well, we put him in the car. We have handcuffs on him. We put him in the car.
God damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you. You heard him. He talk about Dracula.
Well, let me ask him. Is there such a guy as Buck Dracula?
There is a guy named Buck Dracula, yeah. But he's not a vampire. He owns a Oldsmobile dealership in Tuscaloosa that I guess cheated him out of money or something.
Wait a minute. Buck Dracula owns an Oldsmobile dealership.
Yeah, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I think the doctor was...
He was projecting because this guy robbed him.
Yeah. Spencer Frankenstein was a professor of his at college. He's a man from Austria.
See, there was a guy named Spencer Frankenstein.
Yeah. And Lawrence Talbert, I guess that was the guy's real name, but I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much, and...
You know, they asked me, could you drive Dr. Geller over to the radio studio, just like I do.
Yeah. Okay, you look like your mouth is...
I know, when I get tired, when I need something to drink.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
You know, and F this. Oh, General, no, I'm serious. Every time I got to fill in for Phil or they have a guest, we're left holding the bag with some weird ass.
But you, doctor, or...
I'm not a doctor.
General.
Go ahead, bud.
All right. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampri Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast One.
Left holding the bag for some weird ass.